Blog Talk Radio.
Cindy Sansom-Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, How to Go from the Relationship from Hell to One That's Heaven Sent by Scaling the Ladder of Love. That's a big title. It's a big book. Love's a big topic. The music you heard at the beginning of the show is called Eagerly Pleased, Composed with Love by my nephew, Miles Sebastian. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, a lesbian, an entrepreneur, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello. I know you're calling from all around the country. We have listeners everywhere, and we're so glad that you're joining us tonight. In New York, it's a little bit crazy today. I was discussing that with Nicole. I got back from doing a lot of readings today, and I should have been home at least a half an hour early, but the roads are crazy. People are gearing up for the hurricane and in New York that we're expecting. And we've also had an earthquake this week, so New Yorkers seem to be a little bit crazy. Nicole, do you agree with that? People are getting a little crazy over here?
Yeah, I would absolutely say so.
And, you know, and so we're just praying for the best here. I've had a very good week. How about you, Nicole? Things are good in your world?
Yep, everything was absolutely fine in my world.
Okay, and what you were mentioning to me is that your main squeeze, your soulmate, would like a reading. And
yes, she will.
You have to have her call me so I can gift her with her reading. That's the least I could do for all your help in making the show so successful. And we got a lot of emails this week. People, you know, if you remember, last week's show centered on finances a lot.
Oh, yes.
And I got a lot of emails.
I think
emails.
That was me.
Yeah, you brought that energy. I mean, we've never had every single call be like finance.
I know, everything was. So I think
everything
that
was. So I think it was really just a way of confirming to people to, you know, keep the faith and, you know, be very proactive in your life. Don't, you know, just sit and say it's a bad economy because there is no shortage of money on this planet or work that needs doing. So find something to do. And the universe will reward you. Now, I know you don't get to screen the first caller, and it looks like we've got a lot of callers, and so, you know, you might want to dive right in and just
pick up.
I'm going
to go straight
caller.
Over just so they know that we're addressing them. It's 858, and then the last four digits are 4415.
Okay.
So, hello,
hello.
You're here.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking this phone call.
Oh, you're
my
very welcome. And what's your name?
My short name is Anne.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from, it's Orange County in California.
Okay, we love our callers coming from California. We love that. So do you have something you need guidance on or something you wanted to share with us?
Yes, I would like to ask you for some guidance. There is a person in my life that I've known for years, and I just thought maybe we could... maybe we could move things to another level. And do you see it will work out for us the second time around? We're just friends, kind of distant friends, even if he lives in the same city. But I had hopes that we can develop something more than friends. And I don't
okay,
know
have you told him that? Because
well,
he's not a mind reader. Now, one thing that's very important in relationships is, you know, we can't keep information from another person. You know, a lot of times people are shy or, you know, they might not realize that you want them. So the greatest invitation to love is to be loving first. You know, it might be up to you to take it to the next level or ask him, because it looks like if you don't do anything, everything's going to stay pretty much as it's been. Just, you know, friends and nothing more.
I gave him some hints. I wanted to see him on a date. So I didn't get a definite answer if he wanted to see me for lunch or for dinner. That's why.
Well, those are really characteristics of commitment phobics. Commitment phobics can't commit to a date, let alone the word relationship. They never let us know when we're going to see them, if we're going to see them again. They're the masters of not answering a question. They just don't answer it. And, you know, that's something that, you know, you could bring up that you had asked him and he hadn't responded to you and you're wondering what the story is.
No, actually, I got a response, but I don't want to tell you on the radio. It was not definite yet, yes and not definite no. That's why I would like to ask.
Well, that's why I say they never answer the question. And they're very evasive about it. It doesn't look like it's going to move forward anytime soon. He seems to be happy with the way things are. That he has you as a friend, and yet he doesn't have to, you know. You know, the man is not the easiest man to deal with in a relationship. He can be, you know, not easy to please. He can be difficult. So if you're, you know, getting involved with him, he's afraid that, you know, if it goes to the next level, you're going to see a side of him you may not like.
Well, we were dating a long time ago. So
and do you know what some of those traits are or some of those?
Yes, I know this person really well. That's why I wanted to not to be friends anymore, but to be more than friends. I wanted to take it to another level. In other words, I'm not interested to be friends, just friends. I want more than friendship.
And you have to be clear about that. And it will be very difficult because if you want to be more than friends, you know, the ladder of love in terms of relationships is one ladder, and the ladder of friends is another. If you want to be his lover, you can't really just be his friend because it becomes painful if he's dating, you see him doing things. It's not easy to remain just friends with someone you want to be more with. Are you aware of that?
Well, maybe I was wrong. We are not really friends. We like kind of acquainted. We stay in touch a couple times a year, so it's not friendship. You know what I mean? People just stay in touch, say, hi, how are you doing? But I say it as a friend, but it's not like really deep friendship.
Right, and again, he's not the one who's going to move this forward. It will have to be you, and he may run. He doesn't look like he wants a relationship. He likes having one foot with you in case, but he doesn't look like, you know, he would give you a litany of excuses as to why he's not having a relationship with you. So, you know, it's one of those things at this point, you might be wasting your time in terms of bringing it, you know, to another level without mentioning it. So I would advise you to just really start asking him and telling him what it is that you want. Okay, so we have a little bit of an echo in the house, you know, on this phone right now. Are you on a cell phone?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. It was really echoing. It was driving me a little nuts. Okay. Anyway, I think it has stopped, so that's really good. So anyway, good luck with your moving it forward, but I would advise that you're going to have to be the one who moves it forward. Do you have the courage to do that?
No, I don't.
Okay, so love does take some courage. Relationships take some courage. So for you...
I think two people have to be interested. If it's just one person, probably I'm not interested. I would like someone to date me also, not just like me asking people to date me.
Right. And for you, I do see love coming. Absolutely. So give yourself that moment to see if you can, you know, just... talk to this man if you wanted to, and then just open your heart because there is love coming.
Okay, thank you, Cindy.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Bye. Nicole, I'm getting a lot of reverb. I'm getting a lot of echo.
I think that might have been her, sweetie, because she just dropped the line and the echo's gone.
Okay, because, you know, it's very hard to read when there's an echo. Because what happens is I keep hearing a voice and, you know, I'm not quite sure what I'm hearing, so it makes readings very difficult. So I think if any of our listeners out there, they have to lower the volume on their, if they're listening on the internet at the same time, because that's what's happened sometimes. You hear the radio show has a little bit of a delay, so that might have been it. So I'm glad that that stopped. Now, Nicole, did you get to screen somebody?
Yes, I did screen the next caller, Cindy. The next one is going to be Shruti in Indiana, and she's just looking. She's in between careers right now, and she's looking for an overall outlook for her future. She just wants a general reading about what's going to be in her near future. So we're going to go to Shruti in Indiana.
Okay, terrific.
Hello, Shruti, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi,
you're
welcome. So I'm glad I don't have an echo with you because it was driving me crazy. Okay, now, Trudy, do you have a specific question you wanted answered or something you wanted us to be discussing with you?
Yes, either outlook, career outlook, or as I am currently between jobs, or relationships. I'm not seeing anybody right now.
Okay. All right. Let me just shuffle up the cards a minute and see what's here. Okay. Now, have you been in a relationship recently?
No.
Okay, so this is something that you've decided you're ready to have?
Yes.
Okay, good. It looks like you've had your heart broken in the past, though.
And, long time ago.
Okay, and sometimes people take too long to recover. At this point, you're beginning to realize that you want love. It's definitely coming here. This is actually a very good year ahead for you. Love, you know, health, strength. Love does change everything, and have you made some space for love in your life?
Yeah, so far I've been pretty much focusing on myself, and now I'm feeling that, okay, it's time to
have
somebody share my life, you know, and share
right.
their
and
life.
This is, for you, a year of really growth through this love. It actually looks like this person is circling very, very near you. Are you doing anything to meet anyone?
Yeah, I go to like meditation meetup groups and things like that.
Right, and it's a good idea for people. You know, there are many ways to meet people. You know, bars aren't always the best way for that for sure. But no, but signing up for lectures if you're a spiritual person, or there's a lot of bookstores that have authors coming to discuss their books. And if it's something you're interested in, you could go there and meet like-minded people. It might not be where you're going to meet this man particularly, but perhaps you'll meet a new girlfriend, a new friend, and she will introduce you to her group of friends. So it's probably by a year from now, you should have met him and be well established in a relationship.
Okay.
And your dad has passed away?
No, my dad is here. Both my parents are here.
Is it your grandpa? Were you close with a grandfather?
My grandfather had passed away when my dad was about 10 years old, and my grandma had passed away, this is on my dad's side, when he was like around 17, 18.
Okay, and how about on your mom's side?
On my mom's side also, both of them had passed, but that had happened when I was young. My grandfather had passed on my mom's side when I was about 4 or 5 years old, and my grandma was...
He's a man who watches over you and saying that, you know, when you were a little girl, you wanted love. You were a very loving girl. You had a lot of courage. And you could use some of that now. You know, love takes courage. It takes, you know, risking something. The problem with people is that they're becoming so fear-based right now that they won't even take a risk. Even with our last caller, it would take some courage just to say, you know, I would like to go to another level. If he rejected her or said no, what's the big deal? At least now you know you're wasting your time, or you would be wasting your time. And, you know, when we die, we see the life that God intended for us. And oftentimes, if we had just had the courage to tell someone that we like them, we would have been with that person. So even with you, when you meet someone, don't just be, you know, women oftentimes wait till the man chooses them. They never go after who they want.
Yes.
So if you see someone you like, you know, start with a conversation, talk, you know, because he definitely is really, really coming very soon for you. So
do you pick up anything about his characteristics or anything like
okay,
that?
Okay, I will tell you this much. He is a man who makes money. He would be a good business partner in terms of if you married him. He values a dollar. He works hard. It's one of those things that he's also a very kind person. He has
okay.
some of the traits of your dad, the things that you like most about your father.
Okay.
He is also a man of integrity. He may have children.
Okay.
And for you, it would be an opportunity for you guys to be a beacon of light for his children to see what love is.
Hmm.
It looks like he had a marriage that wasn't particularly great. Not because of him so much, but because he's kind of a giver and the person he was with a taker.
Okay.
So, you know, he has a lot of the traits that you're looking for in a man. One of them that's really predominant here, he's smart mm-hmm. and he's very generous.
Okay, good. That's what I'm...
Which are good traits, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
that's what I'm looking for.
And have you written down what your ideal soulmate would be like?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, because the more specific we can be, the more that would happen. In terms of your own career, mm-hmm. things look very good here, too.
Good.
This love will change your whole life, though. It will, you know, love does that. You know, there's a move involved. I'm not saying it's a big move, but you'd be living somewhere else. You know, you would have all these other new people in your life that are part of his world. So it's good changes. I think you've been sort of staying in that safety zone a long time,
yes.
but there's a little boredom in your cards.
Yes,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Now, you know, now I feel like I'm emotionally and, you know, financially and everything secure, where I feel like, okay, I'm mature enough.
And right, and
enough
even if we, you know, sometimes people have to just, you know, we're not made of silly putty. We're not made of, like, China that if we, you know, if we break, we can't bounce back. We can
right.
bounce back, and, you know, most of it's just enjoying life as an adventure. And because of there's so much television and computers, and you can watch movies 24/7 if you wanted, people are just staying too much alone in their own little world. You know, and not getting out there. Historically, in the you know, 100 years ago, you weren't going to sit and distract all day. You know, people went to movies, maybe you know, once in a while, the little whatever, but they didn't sit and watch them all day. And
right.
you know, everybody's on their cell phones talking with, you know, friends, but not really meeting with them anymore. So people have to get out a little bit more. Do you know what I'm saying? They have to.
Yes.
And that's a problem because I have thousands of clients and a lot of them are really just, I'm like, how are you going to meet anybody if you're sitting with the, you know, your iPod in your ear all day and you're not allowing anybody to communicate with you? So, you know, just getting out
now. Or you're seeing the same people again and again.
You're seeing the same people and you're not, you know, and even going alone for anybody who's looking for someone. Go if you see a lecture or a play or something you want to see, nobody else wants to go, go alone. It forces you to talk with people. You're out there. You meet new people. And, you know, it just, if we go with our friends, most of the time you have to talk with your friend. You got to worry about your friend and if they're having a good time or not. So it can be very liberating to go places alone. And once you've done it a few times, you don't feel awkward. The first time it may feel awkward, but
mm-hmm.
after that it's quite liberating that now you don't have to miss a lecture just because no one wants to go with you.
I understand. So for the career, do you see a job coming pretty soon?
Yeah, it's funny because usually when people start to look for love, it's at the same
mm-hmm.
time they're looking for a new job.
Yeah.
And it's not a coincidence because, you know, God had to shake you out of your little safety world, you know, your job you've always done, and so that you could meet some new people and meet this person.
Yeah, plus
so
you have a little bit more time now.
The two things may be linked together. You may be...
Okay.
meeting this man at the, you know, at work or because of people you meet from work.
Right.
And the job looks, you know, very promising. Have you gone on interviews?
I've had a telephone interview, but that is it. I followed up. They needed some more information. I followed up with the information, but I haven't heard anything back. This is a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, good. And if you would just... keep putting out some more resumes, and also people can apply to jobs that they're interested in. They're not, and if they're not even listed in the newspapers, because most jobs are not listed anywhere.
Correct.
And
yeah,
you,
word
if
of mouth.
Right, and word of mouth. And if you just even apply to a job that you, a place that you might be interested in, you might be surprised that you would get an interview because there's a lot of openings, but because people are sending resumes all over the place, companies don't even have to post it anywhere. So, you know, do be a little bit more proactive. Don't just look online, by the way, because, you know, even the Wall Street Journal recently had an article that if you're just looking online for work, you're probably not going to find it.
Correct, yeah. I just spoke to somebody, and I was trying to find some networking events in the area. So
right, the networking helps. And just meeting other people, because sometimes, you know, you meet people and they'll say, oh, yeah, you know, there's this job opening or, you know, different things that would then very much open your world and expand your contacts.
That's true.
Okay. Everything looks really, really good for you, by the way. You have good cards.
Good.
So have a little more confidence in that.
Well, waiting game is always tough. You know, not
well, you know what? It is hard. And, again, the way the universe works, if we're running around scared, you know, I got to have a job, you know, I can't sleep at night, I'm freaking out, God will sometimes bring us a job that's a pretty junky one just to shut us up. And then most people will stay too long in a bad job. So don't just jump and take the first thing that comes along. You know, have some faith that that's the job God's offering you just because, you know, can't stand listening to you whining, you know. So, so be a little confident and call in and let us know when your love and when your job manifests because it looks very soon.
Oh, that's great. Great.
And thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
Bye. Hi, Nicole. I see you've been doing some screening. You've been a busy girl.
I have.
And I'm so glad echo is gone. Did you hear that echo before? It was really
I
driving.
I did hear the echo. I think it was just who you were on the phone with then because, like I said, once you know, they ducked out of the call and once I muted their mic, then all of a sudden, you know, the echo was gone. So I don't think it was anything that you were doing. I think it was just that particular caller had you turned up too high on their radio.
Okay, good. And keep that in mind, people, if you're listening to us, you have to shut down the radio because a lot of times the echo could actually be that the show has a few second delay. So I probably was hearing the few second delay.
Yep, pretty much.
Okay.
But
so
all right, Cindy, we're going to move on to the next caller. We're going to go to Erin in Florida. And she's looking for just a basic love reading, you know. You know, she's just I don't know, I guess up in the air about her love future and, you know, wants a little bit of clarity given her way. So we're going to move on to Erin in Florida.
Okay, Florida.
Yep. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for calling in. And so you want some clarity on your love life.
Well,
and
I just, if you see anyone new coming in this year, actually a description would be great.
Okay. And have you written down what your ideal soulmate would be like? You've been specific in what you're looking for?
I think spirit knows what I'm looking for.
Okay, because the more specific you are, the more, you know, specific the universe will be in bringing this person to you. It looks as if he's got a lot of the characteristic that you're interested in. He's pretty close to your age, by the way. He's not much older or younger. He's close in age. He's a man who is a very kind man. He's looking for commitment. Are you looking for commitment? Because this is a person that really wants a committed relationship.
Yeah.
Okay, because sometimes people, you know, the universe gives us what we ask for. They say, oh, I want love, I want commitment, and then it comes and they get scared. You look like you've been scared in the past a little bit. So, you know, this man, when he comes, you know, I hope you're ready to sort of have yourself swept off your feet because this is the kind of love that is not really a choice. You meet him and, you know, the next second there's love.
Oh, I've heard about this fellow, the swept off your feet fellow. I've heard about him. It sounds daunting. Yeah, it really does.
Right. And, of course, it's wonderful. In the past, it looks like you haven't made the best choices in love. Have you?
Well, I was with my first husband for 27 years, and I And I think that was a particularly bad choice, yeah.
Right, that's why I'm saying, I mean, I'm kind of like mincing my words, but again, you're an older soul. You're loyal to a fault. You were loyal to a man who didn't really deserve your loyalty. And there were a lot of lessons to learn. And one of them is, you know, there's no more to death do us part. If you're not good to me, I have a right to leave. Was he an alcoholic?
I think he has a drinking problem, but if he had it during the marriage, he hid it well. He may,
right,
I think he may, he probably has a substance problem, yeah.
Right, he has a substance abuse here. And that's one of the things you want to make sure you put on your list. You want a nice, strong, and sober man.
Right.
And this is a man who's not moody. He's very similar to you in the extent that he stayed too long in a bad relationship also. You know,
right.
He thought he could fix her. He thought, you know, every time he went to leave her, she just told him what he wanted to hear and then did what she wanted. So the two of you are both, you know, getting your lives ready for this. You have a very, very good five-year period opening up here. You have children as well?
I have four adult children.
Right, because for their sake, it's good that you can show them that you could leave a bad relationship and you get something better. Because we really don't want to doom our kids to staying too long in bad relationships. So it's really good for them as well. You know, two of your children will accept the relationship easier than the other two, but that's okay. You know, you have a right to be happy. He's a man who will say the words, I love you, and mean it. As far as your ex goes, he's a man who did love you once upon a time, but he just never knew how to heal his issues. So you want to, this is really a man who's worked, done a lot of inner homework as you've done, and is really ready for that love. And you know he has children as well, so you'll be like a beacon of light for your children and for your grandchildren to see what soulmate love looks like. This is really the heart, soul, mind, body love, and there's not too many people maintaining that. So this is a man who, you know, has put out to the universe that he's looking for a partner, a friend, a lover, and someone to share his life with. So you're really lucky. This is a good guy coming.
Any idea on a timeline? How many
it
months
looks
or years?
Pretty, like, it's not tomorrow, although I hate to say that because who knows if the universe could bring him to you, but it's very soon now. And do you go out and or do you get out in the world or do something to meet someone?
I haven't. I've had some health issues, and I've been real busy with school since the divorce.
The health issues
four or five
look
years.
Better, by the way. The health issues are looking better.
Okay.
And
so I haven't really.
Okay.
I've just been hanging on by the skin of my teeth, just trying to move ahead in school.
Right, and you can't meet anybody at school?
Well, I'm middle-aged, and everyone at school is my children's age, and then there's professors.
Well, they may
and,
have
and,
divorced parents, so you can
yeah.
you can, you can befriend some of them. You never know. It could be one of their fathers. Or
no. Neither of those
know.
Schools looked real good to me, and I knew I had this fellow coming in 5 years, so I did try to find a fellow you know, doing Internet stuff two, 3 years ago, and I did find the fellow and had a pleasant year with him, but then I really just stopped looking because I knew I had this other fellow coming in eventually, and
again,
I was just not feeling well. I wasn't up
okay.
to looking.
For you, you know, a lot of times there's a mind-body connection, and you have to stop punishing yourself for staying so long with your ex-husband. You know,
right.
You're mad at yourself, and, you know, we've all had to relive the women's liberation movement, you know, feeling that we're owned by men, feeling that we can't support ourselves and we have to stay, and we have to relive that we couldn't leave these men. It was accepted that we stayed no matter what they did. So
right.
It isn't just really you. It's really, you know, thousands of years of brainwashing that keep people trapped in unhealthy relationships. So, again, try not to, you know, dwell too long on what you could have done, should have done, would have done.
Right.
And just think, isn't it wonderful that you have the second half of your life ready to open up? And what's been channeled to me is the greatest love affairs are happening to women 40, 50, and over.
Right.
So, you know, just embrace that rather
okay.
than beat yourself over the head.
Okay. I was told I had, like, three choices, though, and I don't know which one this fellow is going to be, so I guess I'll just know it's him.
Well, again, if you're now afraid of commitment, you're going to be brought one and you're going to say, well, now I think there's another one. I don't know where you got the idea that there's three choices, but my feelings are, if you meet a soulmate, don't say, well, maybe there's a better one, maybe this is not him, and really commit to it and see what's there. Because we have more than one soulmate, it's just that the universe would not bring two at the same time. That would be chaotic. If it doesn't,
that's what
work
I was
out
thinking, but that's what I was told was essentially going to happen by a couple of people that didn't know each other, but we'll see, I guess.
Right, and again, God doesn't bring two soulmates at the same time. If for some reason he couldn't commit or he messed it up, no fault of your own, you would be granted another soulmate.
Right.
But if you just run because you think, well, I'm not ready, I don't feel well, so I'm going to run from this soulmate, now wait for my next one, you're not getting the next one. Because you wouldn't have earned that. God would
right.
say, you know, love comes when it comes. It's not really our choice all the way. You know, it's if it's here, it's the right time, whether we think it is or not.
Okay, all right.
Well, good luck to
okay.
you. Nicole's laughing, right? Because Nicole wasn't ready for love when it came, right? You could hold it off.
Oh, my God. I was like, when love came for me, I was sitting there going, no. I want a booty call. I want no commitment. I want nothing. And then all of a sudden, I went, oh, shit. You know? And I was like, and I met this fucking, sorry about my French there, but I met this perfect person, and I was like, you know what? The universe is proving a point right now, and if I screw this up, it's not coming back. I better be ready, and I better be ready quick. And it's amazing how cathartic it is when you're presented in that kind of a light with somebody. You know, when it's kind of like, okay, listen, like, you know, I'm getting what I was asking for, and you know, you can't really look a gift horse in the mouth, and you can't screw it up. So it's like, you know what, as unready as you think you may be, or as ready as you think you are, just let the universe handle it. Meet somebody as if, you know, like whatever, you know, don't look for the next best thing, because then you're going to see the next best thing in everybody that you meet. You know,
right.
you're always going to wonder, is this that person? Is this? And that's why, you know, like Cindy said, you know, you can't be expecting three separate people, because then you never know which one to pick, you know? It's just got to be the one that comes when they come.
That's what I was kind of worried about. Okay.
Right, because you stay too long in a bad relationship, sometimes people get afraid to start in a relationship because they think, I won't walk away if it's not good or I don't want it. So it can be a little scary if you're loyal to a fault kind of a person.
And also, oh, I'm sorry, Cindy, and also this is something that I learned from Cindy and from Cindy's book, is that, you know, we're tested all the time, you know? And, like, maybe the three that somebody else told you they saw coming in, maybe you're going to have a couple of test runs to make sure that you learned your karmic lessons from your previous
yeah.
marriage, from your previous relationships, where you're going to say when somebody comes into your life, I'm not taking the bullshit anymore, and I'm not going to make the same mistake again. So maybe that's
yeah.
kind of what somebody saw for you as well, is that they just saw a couple of the wrong guys being delivered just to make sure that you were strong enough to stand up for yourself to say, no more, I'm not having this again, I want what's right.
You could be right. All right.
Well, good luck to you, and thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Nicole, I see you've done a few screenings here.
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
Okay,
we're going to move on to Pat in Riverhead, actually. We got somebody from Howdy, Cindy. We got to make sure that they're above water. And basically, seriously, like they're like evacuating everywhere around. So,
well, you know, I'm glad I brought my house now in East Patchogue, which is a little bit beyond the flood zone. You know, there was other houses I was thinking about, but they were
evacuating you.
But they were in the flood zone, and I was like, oh boy, now I'm glad I didn't buy it in the flood zone.
Oh, you know, I mean, it's funny because there's like they're trying to evacuate in a number of places. They've already evacuated parts of Jersey. You know, they're trying to evacuate Fire Island right now, and then they're moving on to Patchogue and out there. So hopefully Pat and her partner will be totally awesome.
Well, I'm laughing because, you know, we live right by the Great South Bay, and you can see Fire Island from where I live. And TJ and I have been walking in the water literally like halfway to Fire Island, and it's only like 2 feet. We're still wondering when it gets deep. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
we're like
exactly,
walking
right?
to Fire Island in the water. So they
yeah,
are evacuating.
The bay is really scary like that, though, because you could be walking, all of a sudden you'll fall off a cliff and you'll be over your
head.
Right.
Well, that's why it was like, you know, so far we haven't gone that far. And I'm like, we'll have to, like, look on a chart and figure out how deep it is.
Well, you have to let me know where you go.
You gotta let me know,
like, how far it is, because, you know, that's a cheaper boat ride. If I can walk halfway there, I might just swim the rest of the way. All right, we're going to move on to Pat, who's out in Riverhead, like I said. And her and her partner are actually looking for a house, and she just wants your opinion, Cindy. Is now the right time for her and her partner to proceed, or do you think that maybe they should wait a while? So let's move on to Pat.
Okay, good question.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi there.
Hello, Pat. You're on mute.
How are you?
Well, how are you?
Oh,
thanks
very
for taking the call.
Good. And, you know, that's a good question because it's a good time to buy a house in general. I mean, I don't know how much cheaper they're going to get. And in terms of God giving you a gift that you could actually get a wonderful house right now, would seem a shame not to take up on the offer. I know your partner is a little afraid of making the change, but it looks like she's been through a hard time this last couple of weeks. And maybe she's just about
Michael's
had enough.
Michael's been giving her a little more trouble, so.
Right, and
she wants to try to get out of there and just, you know, get him to, you know, to get rid of the, taking care of him, getting rid of him, getting her off of him, you know, having consent for him to go back.
Right,
to
and
the
it looks like the drugs, the addiction is going to continue here with her. Her nephew that she's been taking
mm-hmm.
care of
yeah.
For her daughter's sake. And those of you listening, Pat is one of my clients, so I know her very well. For your partner's daughter's sake, it looks like she really needs to get her in a more stable environment, one in which all the chaos and all the nonsense isn't going on there.
I pretty much did what you suggested me to do, and she said that she wanted to renew her vows, and she wanted to really get out of there, so maybe we could just go somewhere, because out here in Riverhead, it's too far for the job and for the kid to go to school, so we suggested maybe just to get something that could sell maybe Riverhead and get something closer out that way.
Right, and the houses are going down a lot, and I had to sell my parents' house in Merrick, and it was a state sale. And believe me, the house went for next to nothing. And there's a lot of good bargains in Nassau County now, so we're even like a little bit further out east. So, you know, jump on it, especially now when she's not afraid. If you wait too long, your partner's going to get afraid, by the way. She'll get the fears again, you know, maybe it's not the right thing, maybe she shouldn't move, maybe. So you don't want fear to kick in.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could do some looking, you know, start looking online and, you know, looking at houses and showing her doable, affordable things, she would get very excited by it.
Okay.
And she's not going to sell the house she's presently living in?
No. She actually can't do that right now unless the mother agrees with it, because the mother is allowed to live there. Even though she owns the house, you know, the father transferred the house over to her, but it's like the living will thing or whatever. I don't know, not a living will, it's something else.
But yeah,
so they can live there. They could have lived there as long as they, you know, were alive.
The
life estate. Her name. But she can't get a mortgage on it, or they can't sell it unless the other one signs off, so they both have to agree to that.
Okay.
In order for us to sell that.
It looks like you would do very well to look right now. It looks like a lovely home waiting for you guys. Actually, when you walk in, you're going to feel like, oh, wow, this is my home, and this is where we belong. And,
do you know what town it might be in or what area I should look?
It looks a little bit close to where your partner's living right now, actually.
Okay.
Which might make it easier for her. Only thing is that, is she planning on leaving Michael behind?
She was nervous yesterday when I talked to her, about her mother. She's afraid that her mother's going to give her trouble when she turns around and gives up custody. She's going to give me a hard time. He can't leave there. She would rather just her leave and leave him with her mother. I said, you can't leave him. He's going to be doing bad things. I mean, you have to just learn in your heart. She failed. She told me that I failed. I feel that I failed with him. And I tried to tell her, you did not fail. It was him. He's the one doing this, not you. You did everything you could to help him. You've taken him to the doctor. You've taken him to the psychiatrist. You've done all that you can to help this kid. He made his choice. It's not your fault. Even if he would have been living under the same roof, even though he's living upstairs, even if he would have been living under the same roof, he still would have done the same thing. I mean, was I right to tell her that?
Exactly. And now, you know, just if you could sort of be the person who takes things in the direction that you want to go, be the master of your destiny, get this, you know, house selected, show it, show how it can be done, it would be really helpful. Otherwise, she's going to, you know, drag her feet. She's going to get afraid, your partner. So you don't want that to happen.
No, I don't want that to happen. But my problem is that I would have to sell Riverhead. Would I sell Riverhead pretty fast in order to get that house?
Again, if in the universe rewards soulmates. When they make a clear decision what they need to do, the universe makes it all move forward.
Okay.
So, you know, it's when we have our indecisions and we're not sure. Anytime I've really been clear on anything, instantly my life changes. It's only when I've, you know, not sure and sort of back and forth. So visualize the kind of home you'd like to be in, the kind of home. Talk about the kind of home so that when you see it, it's so clearly yours. And visualize someone coming into your condo and buying it up.
Okay.
And, again, you know, the sooner you do it, the better. I wouldn't
and
drag
the sooner
your feet
we give up custody, the better also, correct?
Right, because, you know, this is a hard thing for parents to do or step-parents or anybody who's been have to take care of someone else's child. It's hard to know when to cry uncle and when enough is enough. But Michael's a very bad influence on your partner's daughter, and for that and that alone, she has to get, you know, she has to think of her daughter first.
Yes, and I remember you saying that he's very dangerous, and he could also have her attack her or have one of his friends attack her.
Right, and for that reason, because he is under the influence of drugs and alcohol, he's a dangerous guy to be near a young girl. So, again, we can feel sorry for addicts. We can feel sorry for people, but not enough that if they're going to hurt your own children or yourself, we need to carry that cross or deal with it. So keep her strong that her intention in leaving Michael behind is certainly not to hurt Michael, but it's to protect herself and her daughter.
That's what I told her yesterday. You have to really come to grips with this. I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but he really has to go. You can't keep him in that house. And who cares what your mother says? Let her yell all she wants. Well, one minute the mother wants him out, and the next minute she wants him in because he was stealing stuff from the grandmother. So then all of a sudden she wanted him out of the house. Now all of a sudden she's hunky-dory with him right now.
Well,
so
it shifts back and forth. And again, we don't have to be loyal to people who don't deserve our loyalty. When people start stealing from us and hurting us, it's time to move on. You know, the first time they steal, you can be, you know, fool me. The second, third, fourth is like, what, are you an idiot? You know, move forward, move on. And, you know, he isn't going to learn. He's a child who will probably learn the hard way, and if at all, so.
If at all is right.
If at all, you know, that's a big if at all. I hate to say that because he's young, but the patterns of behavior that make healing or changing almost non-existent are judgmental characteristic, and he's a very judgmental boy, and narcissism, the manipulation, the lying. Those two characteristics, a person who judges others and a person who's extremely manipulative and lies a lot, the prognosis for healing is really poor because they can't see what they're doing.
You told me he already took a walk on the dark side. So.
Right, and again, you know, sometimes people learn. They learn the hard way. If you want to do drugs, you're going to lose every person who's ever loved you. You're going to lose every job, every opportunity. Maybe they need to lose enough to realize, you know, that they need help. So if we don't let them lose us because their behavior has driven us away, then we're not teaching them what they're supposed to learn. You could take what you want in this world. You can do drugs. You can do whatever you want, but they have to be willing to pay for it, not expect other people to pay. So so, you know, that's the whole thing. It's an act of love to leave him behind at this point.
Okay.
Well, good luck to you, Kat.
That's
all
about. It's an act of love to leave it behind.
It's an act of love to leave him behind at this moment. And that's, you know, the most I could tell. You know, I have thousands and thousands of clients. I've seen this same pattern of behavior. And I've seen it go both ways. I've seen it, parents walking away from a child and a child cleaning up his or her act, or parents walking away and the child dies or something horrible happens. I've seen it, parents staying and keeping the child and the child dies. I mean, you really have to follow your heart, and her heart has been telling her for quite some time to leave Michael behind. So in following that, she's doing the best thing she could do right now for him, as sad as that may be. Well, good luck to you, and thank you so much for calling in. Okay, bye.
Thank you very much, and prepared for that hurricane we're getting.
we're trying.
I took this weekend off,
you know, the whole weekend. It has to be a hurricane that weekend.
Yeah, of course. You think we're going to be hit with it bad?
I've been speaking to a lot of the dead people up there, and they've been saying it doesn't look good. So they're saying it looks like you better, like, prepare for the worst and pray for the best. But it looks right now not so great. So let's just pray somehow, some way, you know, it blows off in a little bit of a different direction or something, over the water or something.
Just pray for the guy upstairs.
You're not kidding. I mean, really, because, you know, it's got all the characteristics for the perfect storm, and nobody wants to think about that right now.
Are we going to be getting a tsunami? Yeah. We better not have a tsunami. I would be very upset.
No, I don't think
so. If we would have had a tsunami, we would have more than likely got that when we had the earthquake the other day, because it usually follows
earthquake. Good call, Pat.
Yeah, I know, and I didn't even feel the earthquake. I was on my bicycle. You don't feel anything on a bicycle, you know.
No, you know,
another guy said that he was on a bicycle. I thought I was going to faint because I hadn't eaten that afternoon, and I was sitting by the computer, and all of a sudden my chair, I mean, I started to rock back and forth a little bit and sway, and I said, wait a minute, I'm swaying. And
you're,
I felt the chair swing. I said, Jesus, am I going to pass out? I didn't eat anything yet. There's nobody here. And then all of a sudden, my computer started to go, my verticals were going. I said, wait a minute, we're having an earthquake. And I opened up the blinds and turned up on the patio. My barbecue started taking a walk for itself.
My girlfriend was on the couch, and she calls me frantically. She goes, babe, I think I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my mind. The couch moved. I'm like, what do you mean the couch moved? She goes, I don't know. Are there ghosts in the house? What is going on? The couch just moved by itself. I didn't notice anything else moving. I'm like, babe, I'm like, I think that you're overreacting. You're fine. Everything. And she's like, no, babe, something moved. And then she calls me back 15 minutes later. We had an earthquake. Well, that's why the couch moved. And I was like, oh, dear Lord.
I know.
You blame the ghost.
It's funny because my daughter had...
Where were you that you didn't feel it? Where were you that you didn't feel the earthquake?
I was in Bellport Village.
Cindy was riding a bicycle, but where were you that you didn't know about the earthquake?
You want to hear something funny? I was actually in my Shirley location of my store, and the guys that worked across the street felt it. I was across the street, felt nothing.
Well, it depends. It might not have been near the fault line or the line where you would, where you could feel it. You know, it was pretty spotty. But, you know, my daughter had visited her the day before, and she just thought I left a few ghosts in the house because all the chimes, little angel chimes in the house, were chiming at once. And she was like, "Said I guess my mother left somebody here at my daughter's house." At my daughter's house, so she thought, you know, mom was visiting the day before, so she just left a few spirits here, you know. I was like, don't blame it on me. I was like, she was pretty calm. If I saw every chime going in a house, I might have gotten disturbed, you know.
Well, that's kind of funny, too, because when this was happening originally, just before I realized there was an earthquake, and the chair started to rock, and I said, I figured maybe my mother came to visit me, a spirit. And my chair started to move, and I said, "Mom, that you trying to tell me to eat?" And then when I saw the computer and then everything else, and then I realized this was a quick game.
I know, everybody thought they had a visitation.
Oh my gosh.
And my ex-husband was saying, oh, imagine mom's doing readings at her house and the table's moving and she'll be going, oh, it's your great aunt.
Oh my god, that would be so funny.
we didn't pay extra for those side effects, you know, I mean, for those sound effects and those special effects. Well, we have time for another listener, so let's see if we can move over to...
I want to sign off with you guys so that you can talk to somebody else, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pat.
Okay. Enjoy. Be safe.
You too, Pat. Will do. All right. All right, Cindy, so we've got about 10 minutes left, so I guess we'll just go on to probably our last caller of the evening. We're going to go and see Sharon in Ohio right now. And
okay.
Now, basically, she's got a very interesting question, Cindy. She wants to know if there's anything that she can do to transform her current relationship. She says that she is very, very connected to this person, possibly connected from a past life, that they are very, very telepathic, but... As connected as they are emotionally, there's just something that's off, and she needs to know what she can do to change that. So we are going to go over to Sharon in Ohio. Hello, Sharon. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. So how long have you been with this particular person?
Almost a year, actually.
Okay. And
It's been off and on.
Okay, again, the off and on part is oftentimes commitment phobia. And, you know, the universe has been really kind in letting you guys be telepathic because that telepathy is the same energy that I commune with the dead or we commune with people who have crossed over. And a lot of people are afraid of loving that heart, soul, mind, body connection because we've had enough lifetimes in which our lovers have died on us, our soulmates, and our energy body registers a certain amount of fear of loving that deeply. But
right.
Your telepathy should be, you know, saying, look, if anything happened to him or anything happened to you, the two of you would continue to commune. The love wouldn't die. He's definitely a commitment phobic. Are you aware of that?
Well, that's what I was getting. See, I was trying to become better friends. And I'm just, you know, it's getting to the point. I hate to leave all, because I think that there's so much that we could do as friends, but it's getting to a point where,
you just
you know,
want to be friends? You don't want to be his heart, soul, mind, body, soulmate, lover? You just want to be friends?
Well, you know, if I thought that was possible, but... It's like you get going and then you get these stop signs, you know?
Well, that's commitment phobics. What they do is bring us close, lure us in, and then sort of throw us back. It's like a yo-yo effect. And just when we're getting a little frustrated and we walk away, they come back, wine and dine us, drag us in to make sure they still got us, and then they toss us back.
Okay.
And it's the mixed messages. And anybody who knows what causes insanity, you want to make someone insane, you give them mixed messages.
Yeah.
You beat a child while you say, it's because I love you, I'm beating you. You're
going to
make
a
schizophrenic. You're going to make somebody insane. So he gives a lot of mixed messages. He wants to keep you, like, in his, you know, like, his world. But he's definitely a man afraid to take it to any other level. And... sometimes we've got to see the writing on the wall. You know, you're going to spend, you know, you're going to be crying in due time if this continues for another year or two.
Oh, no, I'm not. No, it's not going to that point. I mean.
No, good. I'm glad to hear it because
after
a while I'll call people on their behavior and I'll say, you know, you've been jerked around by this guy for 3 years and he hasn't committed. You've got to be a commitment phobic too, or why would you hang around and have somebody continually bring you close and push you away?
And
you know, have you told him that you wanted to go to the next level with him? Have you discussed this with him?
Talked about it off. You know, and on actually the last time he brought it up and I kind of walked away. So.
And why did you walk away?
Well, because there was an issue with honesty earlier in the relationship, and so he kind of wanted to take it to the next level, and I wasn't sure if he was going to be open and honest with me.
Right, and without trust and without commitment, love can't grow. It's just the way it is. It contradicts all the laws of love. If you want, if you're given love, you got to stick 2 feet in it. You have to be a person that people could trust. Without it, it's fear. Then you're not into the territory of love anymore. You're in the territory of fear. And, you know, he's a person who, in the beginning when he met you, you brought out the best in him, and he was trying to be that man for a few months, you know, and but now you're starting to see his real colors. You know, people can momentarily overcome their fear of love when it's first brought into them and into their world. But once, you know, that initial sort of, you know, surge of energy passes, the fear kicks in. And he looks like he's really, you know, he's not a very giving person. That's another thing. So,
well,
you know,
yeah,
love means
that.
Giving. And, you know, he's a taker. So, you know, at this point, and he has a certain amount of narcissism, which is, you know, oftentimes when we've had narcissistic parents, we're drawn to narcissistic people because we're still trying to get our parents to love us. And narcissists are not really capable of loving. They love very conditionally. If you do what I want, or what have you done for me lately? He's that kind of a person. And at this point, if I were you, I'd start praying for someone who's a giver, who has a lot to give, as opposed to someone who's a taker. I'm not saying you guys weren't soulmates, but 45% of Americans are offered soulmate love. 1% actually maintain it. You know, because they won't commit, they won't heal, they won't grow up.
Gotcha.
So
I was just
soulmate.
Because...
Go ahead. You're wondering what?
Oh, it's just the strong emotional connection that we have. I mean... You know, that's the hard part to get rid of. So I was
Because there are past lives sometimes, there are connections, there are things. But what I would advise people to realize is that we have about 30 soulmates on the planet, and yes, he was one. And maybe this was the level of soulmate you could handle at the time. Maybe you weren't really ready for commitment. And what the universe might want you to learn is soulmate love without commitment is pain. And that you want a soulmate, and you want to be a soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit to healing.
Okay.
And in saying that prayer, you give this man an opportunity to see if it will be him or another soulmate. But otherwise, it's just a lot. The mixed messages, really, after a while, just take up so much of our energy. And we feel angry, we feel used, we feel confused. That's not love. Love is peace and joy, and it's clarity. It's not confusion.
Right.
And,
yeah.
You know, how old is this man, by the way? Because he seems too old for this nonsense from these cards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, so really. I'm saying, you know, there's a certain point in life where, you know, you got to knock it off, and who cares what your mommy and daddy did. Grow up and heal.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
Well, good luck to you.
Nicole,
no problem.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Now, Nicole, do you have a shout-out? I'm sure there's a lot of shout-outs you want to be doing.
Nah. You know what? My only shout-out is to everybody in New York that's in the hurricane area. Guys, be safe. You know, don't be silly and try to go out, you know, when you know, we're not supposed to be. Pay attention to what the weather warnings say. Don't be absolutely nuts about it and go crazy like, oh, my God, it's going to be the apocalypse. It might be some bad weather. I highly doubt it's the apocalypse. All right? And just be safe, everybody. And you too, Sin.
Right. And thank you so much for everything. And, yes, we'll all pray that we just get through this hurricane and maybe just have a little downtime where we'll stay cozy in our houses and, you know, have fun. Speak to you all next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.